Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's the Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. We're doing a socially distanced Zoom call in the middle of the night. It is like 12:30. We are hanging out here. It is a friggin' midnight party with a band called Nova Fracture. I got four dudes, all different parts of the Northwest, probably all in the Seattle area, I'm assuming. Well, first off, let's go around the online room, per se, and introduce yourself, what you do in Nova Fracture, and where you're streaming from right now.
Hi, I'm Nick. I do the vocals. I also scream in the band, and as well as sing in the band. I'm actually located in Mount Lake Terrace, and but the band originates from Seattle. I'm just saying, because like we decided to unify ourselves that way. But that all being said, yeah, that's what I do in the band.
Yeah, I'm Derek Edens. I play drums for Nova. Been doing it for a little while. Kind of like all of us in this group, just trying to stay at it consistently. But yeah, I do my best to attempt to make percussional noises.
Awesome. And where are you streaming from right now, Derek?
I am in good old Des Moines. So yeah, Seattle.
Derek in Des Moines.
I'm Austin Gray, and I play the flute.
Oh, wow.
I'm streaming from Puyallup.
All right, then. All right.
He's kidding. He plays guitar.
Nice.
I'm Tryon. I'm the bassist, and I'm currently streaming on the porch of my place in Shoreline.
All right. Right on, man. So where do you guys, I guess first off, have you guys had the opportunity to practice during, you know, COVID and everything? And do you guys do that, or are you guys holding off on that? And where do you guys meet up if you do?
We're supposed to start practice up again on September 19th.
Okay.
And we did have one meeting back, I want to say July.
Yeah, it was early July.
Yeah, we were just trying out and like unwinding ourselves, like working out the kinks and making sure that we still got it, because we hadn't played a show since last November. Mm-hmm. And that was the last show we ever played. And yeah, ever since then, everything's just been put on hold for us. But we wanted to make sure that we were able to get everything situated and put together when we decided to start playing shows again. We even talked about doing some live stream shows. So
cool. Right on. Well, we're going to be talking about this EP that comes out on Friday. It's called Stranded Souls. But I kind of want to check with you guys. Like, how have you been? Have you guys all been doing? How have you guys been staying safe and staying sane? We are not in normal times right now. So how have each of you been handling it and staying busy and staying sane? How have you guys been doing that?
Well, I've just been working hard just because I'm considered an essential worker.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I've just been working the daily normal times and just also been doing my best to maintain my social distance. Mm-hmm. And wearing a mask 24/7, washing my hands, keeping myself clean, taking care of my wife and my dog. And,
okay.
Yeah, otherwise, yeah, just making sure that we're all clean and safe. Hope everyone else takes that advice. Just
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. How about the rest of you guys?
Yeah, I think for myself in particular, kind of play off your first question there, practicing for us as a group has been a lot harder. We tried to practice out in Mukilteo, but we're going to move it into Ballard, try and keep it closer, see if we can get a little more consistent. So I know for myself, that really helps my mental status, knowing that we have something to look forward to. So I've learned trying to give myself something to look forward to in this time has been really, really helpful. Be it with music or outside of it. If you like to go camping, whatever it may be, set up a little goal or something for yourself. If you want to, you know, hey, let's go out for a walk, you know, or make just a little plan. Look forward to something that might change your attitude, you know, help you get up in the morning or whatever it may be. At least that did for me to get up tonight. Like I knew yesterday, hey, I'm going to go out and BS with the guys on KSW. Right on.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get up at midnight. You know what? That's okay. I'm looking forward to this.
Exactly.
So that's my little bit of advice. I always try and look forward to something.
Nice, dude. I like that. I like that advice, dude.
Yeah, my life hasn't changed too much because I've been an essential worker. Right now, I'm a bit in between jobs. I recently quit Whole Foods, and then I'm working at PestMark currently.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much been a pretty normal life for me.
All right, man. You've been out on the front lines, dude, the essential worker life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, making sure people get their food, and now it's making sure people's pets get their food.
Nice, dude.
That's almost more important.
Other people get their coffee, so.
Agreed completely.
I think I'd prefer working around a bunch of animals than working around a bunch of humans, but that's just
same.
I mean, it's a bit of both. You have
they don't talk back.
Interesting animals and some interesting people, you know.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not special. I'm the only non-essential worker here. All I do is work, clean, and play guitar. So, I mean, going out every once in a while, that's probably key to sanity right there. Oh, yeah. Going out, taking a hike, get some fresh air.
Well, Derek, you mentioned... Derek, you mentioned how having something to look forward to is kind of an essential thing for you right now. And I got to tie this into the fact that you guys have a big thing to look forward to this Friday. It's the EP, the Stranded Souls EP, dropping 6 songs. You've released 3, and we're going to be playing those songs here in this interview. But first off, congratulations.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We're absolutely proud of this. We're really... looking forward to everyone hearing this. We couldn't be more proud of what we put together and the people that helped us put this together.
So. Yeah.
Is this where we insert the confetti and party popper sounds right there? Is that where that happens?
Yeah, exactly. The party poppers and stuff. I don't know. My neighbors, I live in apartments with like thin walls. I don't think they'd be stoked on that. But.
Yeah, okay.
Fair. Especially the fact that this interview, it's like almost 1 a.m.
I feel it.
So let's get the origin story of Nova Fracture, guys. Why don't we go around and whoever wants to jump in, and you guys can kind of piece together what the origin story. Where'd you guys meet? Are you guys like friends from way back in the day? Was it a Craigslist meeting? What's the origin story?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
Well, at first it started with Austin was looking for someone to do vocals in a band with. And I came across this Craigslist ad, and I was freshly married, and I had nothing good going for myself except like my job, and I finished my college education, degrees and all that, and I was just like, well, I got nothing better to do that, and I kind of miss music, so I came across Austin, and he loved my vocals so much, and loved the talent I had to offer, and even the lyrics that I sent him over that I was writing, and all that they just loved the fact that I had an open mind, so to speak, and had some raw talent, and I hadn't really felt that way in a while. I've tried out for several bands like every other phase in my life, and this is the first like real band that welcomed me with open arms.
That's
and
awesome.
Was able to work with me, and then we just started a foundation amongst ourselves. It was first me and Austin, and then after a few practices and trials for us to go down the road, we came across Tryon. And originally, I had to leave the band for a little bit because my wife got injured.
Mm-hmm.
And this was where, like, Tryon came in, like, shortly after I left for that little bit.
Yeah.
And my wife started getting better. Yeah, and then my wife started getting better and was going back to work. And then I was back to doing nothing again. And I was just like, and then they called me up, and then they wanted to write a song. And then they were about to go into the studio shortly after I was recruited back in. And
nice.
I was just like, all right, let's do it. So, and that's pretty much the start of it. Our first song ever that we wrote and recorded together was Reviving Life. And yeah, everyone was just going bonkers over it by the time we recorded it, released it, and then we just figured that we got something special going on around here. We just had that conversation, and then it was, and then that foundation solidified by the time it was. Me, Tryon, and Austin are the original members, and then Derek came along. Right when we needed him most, because we didn't have a drummer, and we were also writing songs and demoing out songs, and even had shows coming up in between all that. But we didn't have a drummer, so we were like, okay, how do we do this?
I went to an August Burns Red show outside, just down in Soto with a guitar player of mine, in another group I play in. Nick was literally standing behind me in line and commented on one of the band shirts that I was wearing. Destroy the Runner.
Cool.
For any of you who know them, I will give you money. I don't know if anybody knows that band, but Nick commented on it, and we started to get to talk. He mentioned the group, and it piqued my interest. So we just kind of progressed from there, you know. And I guess that boils down to where we're at now, you know. I think with the music and what we have. We've been fortunate to be able to play it, you know. We're looking forward to being able to do that again. I know as well for Austin and myself, I didn't know any of these guys before the band. My first interaction was with Nick. I met the other guys following, you know, in a month later or whatever, when we tried to have a practice for the first time, all that good stuff. But I met Austin at the Hard Rock Cafe down in Seattle. He came up to me at a show we were going to have down there, and just kind of naturally fell into place with each other, and the whole band.
That's awesome.
We've been really, really lucky. It's been very organic for all of us.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's great, guys. I'm stoked to hear that. And you mentioned that, the Reviving Life was the first song you ever played. So I think it's, let's just go into that song. Okay. So this is,
sure. Go ahead, man.
The EP again is called Stranded Souls. And, you can check this out on YouTube if you want to share it on social media and all that stuff, but you can listen to it here. Let the music speak for itself. Again, it's Reviving Life, and we'll be back with more from Nova Fracture here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
there's nothing left to gain. Decide. I promise a future where let's repeat and my hopes return. We're just nothing full of vessels. Another stranger in the way. I know it's all hard right now, but I know that I'll be okay.
That was Reviving Life from the new EP by Nova Fracture, Stranded Souls. It is available today, as in Friday the 4th. Yes, the 4th. Okay, sorry. Friday the 4th. We're recording this, obviously, in before, so that's why I had to look. a little kayfabe there, so behind the scenes. The song is called Reviving Life. That was the first song you ever recorded. Where can people buy the digital version of this? And then why don't you give a little info on where can people can find you guys and support the band and buy some goods from you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're located literally everywhere on Facebook, Twitter. That's the newest one that we got is Twitter.
Nice.
Instagram. YouTube. We could use more subscribers on YouTube. We're just giving that a bit of a makeover. And they'll also get to hear all the songs with awesome looking visualized audio videos of each of the songs and tracks on there on our YouTube page.
Yeah.
So they'll be able to see cool stuff there. We have a website that we launched.
Then we got a merch store.
Oh yeah, and the merch store. And so we have a website and
nice.
Our merch store.
Okay.
They both have different links. So there's www.novafracture.com for our actual band site and www.novafracturewebstore.com for our merch. You can also find a link to that at our website as well. So yeah, you can find T-shirts, pre-order physical copies of our EP there as well. Yeah, more merch to come along with that as well. So
hell yeah, man. We might not be able to see you guys live, but there's plenty of ways to support awesome underground artists during this time when your main source of income as a band shows has been stripped away from you. So it's important that we, you know, if you like something, support it, man. You know, show your support with any way you can. And the best way you can is to throw a few through dollars their way and support their music. So that's just me getting on my pedestal and praising that. But I wanted to I wanted to ask about the EP. So the recording process, where did you guys go and what was that process like? Or did you record it at home?
This is a long, interesting, yet very fun story to tell.
Okay.
First of all, it started with the Reviving Life track. And
yeah.
We knew from the very get-go that we wanted that to be on the EP for sure. So we were like, yeah, this is obviously going to be there. And then at the same time, we were we had to double up on some tracks because we needed some more original songs. And then I came across a guy who I've known for a while, who's from Kelowna, BC in Canada, known as Jordan Chase. He's known for being in bands such as Stutterfly, Secret and Whisper, and Shreddy Krueger. Highly recommend checking out those bands if you ever get if anyone out there has never heard of them or has ever wanting to get the chance to check them out. So we booked time to travel to Canada to record our other two tracks that we released shortly after Reviving Life.
Yeah.
Which was I Am the Storm and Ghosts of My Past. And and the short condensed version of this story was originally all three of us were supposed to go because Derek wasn't in the band at the time. So it was supposed to be me, Tryon, and Austin, but Austin didn't get his passport or his enhanced license in time. So he had to give Jordan his guitar parts as well as like work with the guitar parts that he gave him to work with the song and make them what the actual songs are today. And it ended up being me and Tryon traveling. And if you want to know how far it is from like where we live and all, it's about 8 hours away from where we live.
Yeah.
It's an 8 hour drive. And we didn't get there until about midnight, but we spent, a weekend there last summer to do those two tracks, I Am the Storm and Ghosts of My Past. And those were in pocket for a little bit. And then we had an untitled instrumental that we put together with Josh, who he ended up producing the rest of the EP as well as engineering the rest of the EP as well. It ended up being mixed and mastered by Jordan Chase throughout the entire run of the EP. So with the untitled track ended up being Internal Warfare. And originally it was tight because when we did that one, it was in between us getting Ghosts of My Past and I Am the Storm done. But it was originally tracked Ghost because they thought that one was going to be Ghosts of My Past. I was like, this track is not Ghosts of My Past. It's not going to, no. So it, I was just like, it's definitely Internal Warfare. So,
okay.
Yeah. And then we had that in pocket for over a year. And then Austin met with Josh again, right when we solidified a block of time to finish the EP, which ended up being the three other tracks that we wanted to get done, which ended up being The Horizons, Internal Warfare, and Half Alive. And we got that done during the springtime, but it was a bit of an elongated process because of the pandemic, because we started in March, then we had pretty much all of April and the beginning of May blocked out.
Okay.
And then we had to work out a way to finish the EP during the pandemic. And we were going back and forth with Josh, our producer, it was like, what are we going to do to finish this thing? Because we can't just like sit on it.
Yeah.
So it was like, how about we do it remotely? So we worked out a plan, worked out with the studio that luckily was still open during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And it ended up being our old practice space in Mukilteo, and cool. He ended up having a studio. And then we went there to finish the vocals of all three of our tracks. And that's how we finished production. Then it was in the hands of our guy in Canada for mixing and mastering, Jordan Chase.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the whole story of how we ended up getting Stranded Souls finished. So
that is like a piece together quilt, man. I like it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We're absolutely proud with like the producers and mixing and and our mixing and mastering guy that we worked with, both Josh and Jordan, did a wonderful job with the six songs that we put together. We couldn't be more proud. Like every time I feel a welt in my throat every time. A lump in my throat every time I just hear all the songs. I was just like, I can't believe we made this, man.
That's awesome, man. That's the best feeling. That's something like that, you know, is a high point during this kind of weird point in our world.
Yeah.
In our
oh, yeah, definitely.
So it's like, yeah. you know, you guys can be proud of yourselves, and that's fucking rad. I gotta ask a question that it might be embarrassing for you, and I want it to be truthful. So, I gotta ask everyone who's on this on Loud and Local, and I ask the same question. Pick, what is the first CD you ever purchased on your own? Whether it was the Toy Story soundtrack or the Minor Threat discography. Boy. Whether it was cool or not cool, quote unquote, was the first piece of music you purchased on your own with your own money. And we can start with you,
what?
Nick.
That's kind of hard.
Okay, coming from Austin Gray, I'll go first.
All right, you want to go? Austin?
We're going to go. We're going to go. Blink 182, the Anima Estate album. I grew up with a really religious mother. So I hid that under my pillow, and then she found it and threw it out. But that was the first album.
That had a racy cover with the porn star given the with the glove and the enema. Man, I had a big crush on her.
Oh, man. And then due to the religious background, my second album was Comatose by Skillet.
Oh, there you go. Not MXPX. I figured you would have gone from Blink to MXPX if you were a Christian background. Yeah.
No, because then I started hanging out with the bad kids. Then went Bring Me the Horizon, Falling in Reverse, Metallica, Avenged Sevenfold, and then down the rabbit hole.
I blame Ronnie Radke.
Oh my gosh, that's where I was going. I was going to say, whatever, I can't remember the name of their first album, but whatever had Situations on it. Yeah, that was what I bought.
I blame him.
Their latest fashion.
Yep. Well, okay, hey, to be fair, the way that album starts out is with a drum fill. Okay, and I was an angsty little emo kid, so I thought it was cool.
No shame. Derek, what about you, man? What was your first album you ever purchased?
Yeah, no, it was definitely Dying Is Our Latest Fashion by Escape the Fate. Yeah.
Okay, right on, man. What did you get some money for allowance, or how would you afford that?
I think I was just like a good kid and probably saved up or something like that.
There you go.
I went down to Hot Topic in the Federal Way, the Commons, with my buddy. Back in like 7th
SeaTac Mall,
whenever that. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Shout out to the carpeted mall. That's the only mall that has carpet.
Yes, and it's terrible.
It's like a bootleg mall.
It's great. Santa there is always the coolest, you know. I remember Tori, my friend at the time, he bought a Linkin Park album that had just come out, and I was like, I'm gonna get this one because it looks edgy. You know,
because I'm hardcore.
Yeah, I'm so cool. I'm in 7th grade.
Tryon, what about you, man?
Oh God, I think it's not metal, but I did get the. I think like my first album was probably something like Skrillex or something, because I was a huge dubstep fan back in 2012. First metal album I want to say is it's been a while. It's just super hazy for me back in those years.
Why is that?
Something like Slipknot.
Slipknot? Okay.
Chapter. Yeah, I just decided to listen to Slipknot one day and I really liked it.
There you go. Nice snake.
They were really cool. I thought they were
a great chapter. That moment when you realize just how young Tryon actually is.
And Nick, what about you, man?
Me? Man, there's
first album.
So many, but I think the one that kind of solidified my fandom.
No, that's not the question, dude. The question is, what was the first CD you ever purchased?
Gotcha. All right.
You can't dodge it.
Oh, man. The first one that I ever bought that I really liked, that you mentioned soundtrack, and funny enough, it had all these emo bands on there, but I gotta Wiggles. Say, what?
The Wiggles.
No, no.
Okay.
It was It was the Spider-Man 2 soundtrack from
nice.
Sam Raimi one.
Yeah.
It had Dashboard Confessionals Vindicated on there. And,
Vindicated! Yeah.
It's a good song. It's a great song. It's great. And but yeah, that one, and I mean, what else? What other song was on there? Like Taking Back Sunday's This Photograph is Proof, I Know You Know. And man, there's so many good ones. Yeah, but all these emo bands were on there, and I was just like, oh, now I'm into emo music, and then progressed further from that. And like, I gotta say, as we said, first, that's my first, but I guess my favorite memory of like when I went out to go buy an album that I legit went out of my own way,
yeah,
because I loved this band so much, and I actually went to the listening party to buy it too, back in the day, back when Hot Topic had listening parties. Mm-hmm. It was Under Oath's Lost in the Sound of Separation.
Okay.
It was the best, like, $10 I spent. And yeah, I even got a free poster out of it.
Nice.
And, man, it was insane. I'm an absolute huge fan of those guys. So
if we were to combine the Spider-Man 2 soundtrack, Blink 182, Skrillex, and Escape the Fate, we would get Nova Fracture. Is that right?
No, you know.
That's insane.
When you put it that way, yeah, that's basically what it is.
That's amazing. Before we go into the second song here, I got another fun one for you guys. Let's go around the virtual room here. If I were to get you drunk, feed you beers, we were all at a quote-unquote socially distanced karaoke bar, and you had to choose one song to bust out for karaoke. You have to choose one song. Gun to your head. Or, you know, whatever. Not necessarily, but what we have to pick one karaoke song. What karaoke song are you choosing? Tryon, let's start with you.
Probably the most embarrassing music you'd ever think. Probably like Party in the USA.
Oh, there you go. Is that Miley Cyrus?
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Hey, she was on Joe Rogan today. I listened to that. That was a weird interview.
That's interesting, really, huh?
Yeah. She has a very deep voice. All right, Austin, what about you?
Doing karaoke?
Yeah, what song?
Let me think here. This one's really embarrassing. I'm going to do Dive by Ed Sheeran.
Oh, all right.
Must cool. Steal every girl within the crowd within those first few moments.
Mr. Steal Your Girl, yep.
Right there. Bam.
There you go.
Hit that first note, it's done. It's over.
Derek, what about you, dude?
That's a fantastic question. I haven't really ever pondered that much, to be 100% honest with you, but I feel like it would be a fun time to try and do Dig Mudvayne.
There you go.
Boom, boom, you don't boom, really boom, have to sing a whole lot with that tune.
You ever watch that troll video where he's like, eh?
Yeah, that's kind of what came to my mind. Yeah.
The most hardcore scream of all time.
I picked the drums for a reason, you know.
Laugh my ass off.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. All right. Anyways, Nick, what about you, man?
Funny enough, In the End by Linkin Park.
Okay, right on.
I was actually drunk enough.
But you have to do the rapping and the singing.
Oh, I could do it. Yeah,
okay, sounds good.
I could legit do it, yeah. Yeah, I had a funny enough, because I had a buddy of mine do that with me at my birthday, where I was like completely drunk at a karaoke bar, and that was the song that we did.
Nice.
And I did the clean vocals, but he ended up doing the rapping stuff. I was just like, I could have done both, but whatever.
Yeah. Nice. Well, I'm talking with Nova Fracture. Again, their EP Stranded Souls is available now digitally. You can order it from NovaFracture.com. I'm going to go into the song The Horizons. Is there anything you guys want to say about this song before we jump in?
Yeah. This song goes out, I would have to say, like, both from me personally and to everyone else out there that listens to our music or music like alike is that it's about overcoming depression. And it's like, and when you hear the lyrics, you can just feel If you're ever troubled out there going through like a lot of problems and you don't know how to overcome them, or you feel like you've just had enough of it all, like there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Not in the bad way, but I'm just, there's always a light,
yeah,
like, to chase after, in the sense of like, there's no point in staying in the dark. Just go after, and like, there's a reason why in the lyrics that I say I'm setting course beyond the horizons,
yeah,
where like I'm going beyond like my own pain that I'm feeling and what it is, because I know that there's more to life than the pain that you feel inside or whatever you may be going through. So yeah, I just want to say to anyone who listens to our music or has listened, I highly recommend this. And yeah, just want to let you guys know you're not alone. We feel you and we love you guys. And yeah, just that's basically all I got to say about the track is that.
Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you kind of throwing that out there and giving a little bit of a background for the song. So here it is, The Horizons by Nova Fracture. We'll be back with more from the band. You're on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
Cover up my pain.
It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions with Nova Fracture, and that was a song called The Horizons. You can pick that up on the Stranded Souls EP. It's available now, NovaFracture.com. Give them a follow on all the socials. Obviously, we're in a weird time right now. As we all know, there's no shows happening. There are some live streams and some, you know, different interesting ways that bands have been able to create art and play shows, quote unquote, during this time. But, you know, obviously, I'm assuming you guys have big plans for the other side of this, whether that be when there's a vaccine or, you know, when there's treatments or whatever that may be. What's your guys' plans? What do you guys hope to do and hope to achieve on the other side of this thing?
It's a bit of a loaded question, but yeah. I mean, the last time we all got together and talked regarding like our practices that we have coming up, I said before we're talking about doing some live stream shows just so people can hear right. What our songs that we put together for our EP sound like live as well, yeah. And also it won't be the only new set of songs that won't be the only new set of songs that the listeners will be able to check out or fans of ours will get to listen to. We have another track that we did after our EP, mm-hmm. which will be released somewhere towards Halloween.
Sick.
And it's a very, very special one.
cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to everyone hearing this. We got like two special guest vocalists featured on there. I don't know if I should say because I think figuratively speaking, Austin, Tryon, and Derek are probably pointing a gun in my head saying, "Don't do it."
Keep your mouth.
Let's give it a Halloween surprise.
I think that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Halloween surprise.
So yeah. Yeah. On top of that, we're always writing. We're always like writing new songs, and we're even trying to get Derek more involved with our song.
I think what's most important for us, just as a group, at the moment, is being consistent with each other and execution. If we can be ready to execute and to be ready for an opportunity, be it a live show or whatever it is, I think that's the most important thing for us at this moment, is just staying ready and together with this whole thing that's going on in this world right now. You know, it's our preparation, execution, or whatever might be asked.
I like that. Definitely. I've never heard someone break it down like that but it's a basic thing, but it's also an important thing. So I like that.
Yes. We do really miss playing on the stage though. The last show we played was amazing. Oh my God.
Yes.
Where was it?
it was at the Fun House, and we opened for Scarlett O'Hara. They recently got back together, I think, after like 10 years.
Oh, they're a band from Michigan, and Nick's from Michigan, so he likes
talking
Sleep
Waker.
About
them a lot. Yeah, Sleep Waker was the one. Yeah, they were amazing, and Somewhere to Call Home, they were from New York. And then, new and other upcoming band I want to pay a shout out to, that they actually blew our minds because they opened before we hopped on the stage, as Eyeless Perception. And they were really great. Yeah.
That's some dope guys.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, that's a great venue, and hopefully you'll be able to return to that stage and maybe to the Elcor Zone stage and beyond.
Yes.
Why don't you guys give some shout outs and thank yous while I have you on the pod?
Oh yeah, sure. We'll start back. Derek, who do you want to thank?
Everyone and anyone that was involved with the production for Nova. That's a lot of work that's getting done, and I just want to do my best to execute what has been provided to all of us, you know. So to everyone that's been involved on that, thank you. To my band members, thank you. We all try, and I know we're going to keep doing that. So guys, right on. And to you, Kevin, thank you. This is a pleasure. Appreciate talking to you and being on here. So I think that'll probably about do it for me. But yeah, appreciate it, guys.
Hell yeah. What about how about you, Austin? Any shout outs or thank yous?
So for my shout outs, I'm going to shout out Josh Wildhorn, of course, from production, because Josh is amazing. Amazing, by the way. He's ultra badass. Jordan Chase on his mixing and mastering. And, of course, all the band members. I mean, y'all are brothers to me, man. But
who?
We can continue this adventure right into the sunset. But no, that's about it for my thank yous, too.
Nice.
Oh, and Jackson. Jackson for his part on backing up for some vocals on some of the, or one of the tracks too. He's a really good vocalist. Super nice guy.
Right on. Tryon?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to all our band members. I can't believe I'm in a band with that's releasing an EP, and I'm really happy to be part of it. I can't believe that this is happening.
It's all up.
Also, a huge shout out to Josh and Jordan for making a pretty badass EP with us. Also, shout out to my girlfriend Daisy for putting up with all the noise I make in the house.
Hi, Daisy.
And being very supportive.
Is that snake that you keep having a picture of? Is that real? Is that your snake?
Oh, dude.
Which one? I was going to say multiple. Yeah, there
you have multiple snakes? Nice, dude. No.
Yeah.
He's like our personal Joe Exotic.
He's the snake, man. No.
Yeah.
Exotic snakes.
Yeah, I was thinking of taking one of the snakes out for the Zoom call, but I decided not to.
Let him have some sleep.
Yeah, my dog was out for a while until she just kept begging for attention.
I saw that. And what about you, Nick? What about shout-outs and thank you?
Yeah, I'd like to thank my friends and my family for supporting myself and my brothers and my band, as well as like paying support and spreading the word about all of us as well. And also looking forward to the release of our EP. I'm also paying a shout-out and thank you to Josh Wildhorn, who helped us produce and engineer this masterpiece. Jordan Chase, as well as he also mixed and mastered and produced the two other tracks on there for putting this huge whopper of an awesome piece of awesomeness together.
Yeah.
And I just can't believe that this is our first release ever. I'm absolutely proud of that. I also want to pay a shout out to Ross Vinash, who is a part of a Graveside Manor. He did the artwork and also did some of the artwork of the promotions and campaign for that.
Okay.
Of our EP is together. He put a fine piece of work and I mean, like, it was just indescribable as to how much work and effort he put into that. And Quinn for helping us strategically plan our releases and making sure everyone hears it out there. And the bands that we've shared the stage with so far, Dragged Under, Designer Disguise, Clay City, With Insight, No Home, Farewell, The Last of Us, Hacksaw Mutilation, and Scarlett O'Hara, and Somewhere to Call Home, and Sleep.
Tragedy by Design.
And Tragedy by Design.
Tragedy by Design.
Days. And yeah, thanks Tragedy for letting us have Derek as well.
Nice.
And yeah, and everyone who helped us out, in the past as well as the future and even the present. And yeah, just wanted to make that clear and out there that we love and appreciate you guys.
Absolutely, man. I'm stoked to have you guys on here for your big interview to debut the EP. And if you like these songs, then you can go ahead and purchase the digital, and you can also pre-order the physical copy of Stranded Souls EP, 6 songs, and the physical is going to have a 7th song that you can pre-order. So again, Nova Fracture, NovaFracture.com, Adam on all the socials. We're going to go into the last song here, Ghosts of My Past, which actually features a guest vocalist, Jordan Chase, who you guys shouted out. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the song before we jump into it?
Okay, yeah, and before I touch that, you can also pre-order and listen to our tracks on Spotify,
yeah.
Amazon Music, iTunes, and all that. Yeah, just you don't only have to find them at the website. Just
okay,
you guys.
Cool.
So, So yeah, you can find them on all the streaming services and the digital purchase services. So, just thought I'd make that clear out there. So the Jordan Chase story. When we got into the studio with him to do that track, we just tapped on his shoulder being like, do you want to be a part of one of our tracks? We're a huge fan of your work and stuff and kind of miss your vocals and Shreddy Krueger. He's like, yeah, I'd love to. And he did that with no problem or hustle with it at all. And he killed it. Both his screaming parts and his background singing that he does at the end of the track. I like, my heart soars every time I hear it. I'm just like, oh my God, I miss Jordan Chase so much. I need that voice back. I need him another voice and his band's back and all. So yeah. He did a fantastic job doing all of that. And when I asked the bands what they thought both before and after the track's release, they all loved it. So
from the writing perspective of it, Tryon and I, when we were demoing these songs, we sat there at my house with Tryon's MacBook, a little speaker hooked up to it, interface running a guitar and the bass. When it came to Ghost, I just kind of looked over at Tryon and I was like, all right, it's time for a bass intro. And Tryon's like, I got you, bro.
Nice. Instantly,
bam. And then riff, verse, and then breakdown, and then breakdown, and then three-course breakdown, and breakdown, and breakdown, and breakdown, and breakdown. But no, overall, the track turned out, I love this track.
Nice.
It's one of my favorites.
Right on. Well, let's get into it, dude. This is Ghosts of My Past. Again, the new EP, Stranded Souls by Nova Fracture. Thanks, guys, for coming on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Absolutely, guys. And again, you can pick up this EP, you can preview it, and support local music. Take it easy, guys.
Right on.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
I'm ready to go. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.